Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to Cork. Welcome in particular to the boardwalk outside Cafe Gusto, and it's Paul O'Mahony. I'm sitting outside the only cafe I know in Cork which will take my iPhone and recharge it for me while I go off and do a bit of shopping for coffee beans in a minute. So I thought I'd do a little plug for that as a way of just telling you about what Saturday is like in Cork. It's overcast, it's sunny, it's also a dry, and all of these are things which the city doesn't, which it makes Cork a nice place to have, really. Across the River Lee in front of me is the City Hall, which is a very fine building, and that's in my sight line. But just down along the bank of the river from it, just opposite where I'm sitting, are four rather dishevelled buildings which I've been told are due for demolition. They're right alongside the river, they're close to the centre of the city, so they're right in the sight line of just about anyone who's interested in familiarising themselves with Cork City. I believe they're probably part of a grand development plan, which is to develop the western side of the city centre. There's probably some grand plan I've seen and have forgotten about somewhere, which is designed by some fantastically imaginary people who thought that they could imagine what the city of Cork would look like in 20 years' time. They probably imagined at one stage that there would be development funding, and they probably thought some great banks would get behind it and Cork City would be transformed into some type of new metropolis. But right now, these four, perhaps even its five buildings look very pathetic, closed down and run down. So they kind of partly remind me of Lisbon in the sense that it's a magnificent city, Lisbon, which has the patina of age and looks a little bit dishevelled, and that's one of the things I love about Lisbon. But here in the centre of Cork, I'm now thinking that grand plans to develop the city drawn up by people who were very ambitious in the couple of years ago are dead. They're dead in the water, and we now need a new mentality. We need a new mentality which is all about tiny steps, small little steps in the right direction, little increments which can be done. And as I look at five buildings, I say to myself, perhaps we could just get two of them knocked into shape, turned into some kind of a market, turned into some kind of a attractive thing for people to do, rather than wait there for some grand change in the economy to make things go back to the way they were. So my thinking about development now is very much about small is beautiful. I'm probably piggybacking on Schumacher there, but to be honest, I think it's very much about let's do small steps in the right direction, and we need a different mindset, and we probably need different people actually to be driving the change. Because if we're going to leave the same people in charge who drew up the plans for the transformation of the city and by the year 2030, those people are going to fight tooth and nail to hold on to their grand plan. Certainly I would if I had drawn up that grand plan. But we actually need to get behind new people who will say, forget about all those grand plans, let's just make a nice improvement, let's transform Cork in the right direction without ever trying to do too much. Let's even do small type of technology. Let's use simple technology rather than try to implement the world's most advanced systems. Let's do something that's safe and basic and leaves us still feeling as if we got the feet on the ground. I could well imagine a lot of volunteers doing stuff over there, knocking it up with paint, even knocking it down or whatever instead of the grand schemes. But there we are. So that's, I'm sitting here. It's about time I went to Cork Coffee Roasters and bought some coffee beans. my child and my wife are having a swim, and I'm thinking. So that's it. That's a Saturday early afternoon before I've had a chance to see any of the British Open golf on TV, even. I wish you well from the centre of Cork. And Paul O'Mahony, you can find the rest of my audio booze on under the heading O'Mahony Blog, O-M-A-N-I-B-L-O-G. But anyway, I'm sure you'll, if you can find audio boo, you can find me. Okay, bye-bye.